America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namagante, and this is The Rundown. Groups monitoring extremism say they're glad to see a renewed focus to discipline city employees with extremist ties. Alderperson Matt Martin is proposing city employees and cops face potential firing if they're participating in extremist groups. Jeff Tischhauser is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The group has urged Mayor Brandon Johnson to discipline cops with extremist ties, but Tischhauser cautioned against the ordinance's directive of maintaining a list of extremist groups.
Looking through the United States history, government-controlled lists are just set for an abuse of power. There needs to be some accountability for who and what entities are on the list.
A CPD list last year did not include any far-right groups that officers have associated with. Secretary of State Alexei Janulius wants Illinois residents to understand why they might need to get a real ID. A real ID will be required to board domestic flights after May 7th unless travelers have a valid U.S. passport. It will also be required to enter certain federal facilities. Real IDs will not be required to drive a vehicle, show identification, or to prove citizenship. Janulius says people who intend to travel soon should make a plan to apply.
The fact is that not everyone needs a real ID on May 7th, and in some cases, might not ever need one. However, if you do need one to fly on May 7th or 30 days beyond that date, I recommend getting one sooner rather than later.
A list of valid documents to apply can be found at the Secretary of State's website. New data suggests there might soon be more corporate office workers in downtown Chicago. In a recent KPMG survey of 100 chiefs at Chicago companies with annual revenue upwards of $50 million, 80% of them say they're confident about city growth in 2025. Data from the Chicago-based audit, tax, and advisory firm show 84% of corporate managers expect to increase hiring this year, and 71% plan to expand their downtown office space. More than 90% of respondents are betting on Chicago to attract fresh talent and say they'll embrace flexible work schedules to recruit and retain employees. Additionally, more than 60% of hiring managers say they'll motivate workers to return to office using professional development and mentoring opportunities. A free play residency this weekend brings fresh works from local playwrights. The Last Senior Home in Bronzeville is written by Nikki Carpenter, a current Bronzeville resident and Southside native. She says her play is inspired by gentrification in the historic neighborhood.
The Last Senior Home in Bronzeville, it's a senior home by the name of Daly's Senior Living, and Daly's find themselves at risk of being purchased by investors. These investors, they want to transform the senior home into luxury condominiums. The seniors have to agree to come together to fight back.
Carpenter's play runs Saturday and Sunday at the Chicago Cultural Center's Studio Theater. Here are some other things you need to know about today. Some Ukrainians in Chicago say they're fearful of how diplomatic relations between Ukraine and the United States will continue. This week, President Donald Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a, quote, dictator, and blamed Ukraine for starting the war with Russia. Local advocates for a peaceful end to the conflict say they're hopeful for a resolution soon, but they're wary of how Trump's approach to ongoing negotiations will impact their families and friends overseas. A Chicago man imprisoned nearly 29 years for a murder he says he did not commit is free. Robert Johnson was released from Cook County Jail last night after a judge tossed out his conviction. Johnson was 16 when he was arrested and charged in the 1996 murder of Eddie Binion. The lead detective had ties to the late John Burge, a disgraced CPD commander. Johnson is due back in court next month. State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke's office has not dropped the charges. Sunny skies are forecast today with a high of 31, low around 15 tonight, sunny again tomorrow with a high of 34, and watch out, it's going to warm up nicely through the weekend. We'll be flirting with 50 by Monday. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.